order to get into the sugyim, let us just start four lines from the bottom and after Zayin and Aleph. Rab Yochanan v'Savye da Omri Tavayu ein mekablim geirim min haTalmudim. That one is not permitted to mekabel geirim from Talmudim. And Rashi says, Shemamzerim hain me Yisrael shenitmu shom, that Yiddish Shemamzerim there, that got mixed up with the Goyim. Now everyone looks like a Goy, but Geiris won't help on the Yidden who act like a Goy, and they're Mamzerim. So therefore, ain't mekabelin Geirim. Mi oma Rab Yochanan hochi. So the Gemara asks, did Rabbi Yochanan say that from Talmud we're not mekabel geirim? That means in Talmud there are Yidin that are mixed up with the Goyim, but the Yidin, the Yiddish Imam Zeirim. Vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol aksomim haboim min harekem toherim, that all aksomim that come from rekem are toherim. We assume that they're from Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda metamei mibnei shem geirim. No, they're mixed up with the in the Rekem, between the Goyim of Rekem, there's Yidden there, the Toyim, they So lemaise, but they act like Goyim. So memele. You have to be chayish. Maybe these ksamim came from Yidden, which are not from. That is the city of Rekem. But mibein ha'oivdei kechamim, but the other goyish cities, that there's no Yidden living there, tahirim. Rekem is a machlokes. Ravinem bo, Kaposik v'toni mibein ha'ivdei kechavim v'afilu min Talmud, from all goyish cities, that includes Talmud. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan zoi say meres mekablum geirim mi Talmud. So Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya from this Mishnah that we mekabel geirim from Talmud. That means if, because There's no Yidden in Talmud. Of all the Ksamim that come from Talmud are Toyer, so that means there's no Yidden in Talmud. So Mekabum Geirim in Talmud. V'chitayim azois v'loi svirolei. So it's a stir in Rab Yochanan. Here we said, Ein Mekabum Geirim in Talmud, the Mamzerim that are Nitmo bein Hagoyim. And here he says, Mekabum Geirim in Talmud. V'chitayim azois v'loi svirolei. That means the Mishnah holds like that, but he personally doesn't hold like that. For Omar Rabbi Yochanan, halachik is Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said we pass like a Stam Mishnah, so he should hold like this. So the Gemara answers, Amayroi Nino Balibed Rabbi Yochanan. This is a machlikis Amayroi. This is a machlikis Amayroi what Rabbi Yochanan held. Now let us see Taisvitz, the third Taisvitz. Amiroi ninu valibid Rabbi Yochanan. Tohu desovar ein mekablim geirim in a Talmud. Leslei alibid Rabbi Yochanan, shtei halochik is ta Mishne. So we hear there are two, there's a machlokes amiroi mat Rabbi Yochanan held. So the first Rabbi Yochanan that says that ein mekablim geirim in a Talmud, so kochuch he does not hold that halachic is ta Mishnah. That what we know, Rabbi Yochanan knows halachic is ta Mishnah. That's like this Amayir Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. Hoz mekablum geirim in a Talmud. Inami. Or it could be, that's not a machlokes. Could be, everyone agrees that Rabbi Yochanan holds halachic is ta Mishnah. Inami sovar, the first Rabbi Yochanan holds, that means we could add a hago. Taisus, that's the previous Taisus. Taisus kaposik v'tani afilu mitalmud. Taima duma levad mitalmud. Kinamina pekamad agitin lay levar mi bovel. That means you can say a statement, Medina Sayyam, Chutzum Babel. So you can say, Mibein Agoyim, it could mean Chutzum Talmud. So it could be that everyone agrees the halachic is the Mishneh, but the shaila is how to learn pshat in this Mishneh. Mibein Agoyim Tahirim, does it include Talmud or doesn't include Talmud? So to machlokes amiroyim, how Rab Yochanan learned pshat in this Mishneh. Umihu, but Taisva says, even though in our Gemara alone, there are two ways how to learn. And you could rightfully say that everyone holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Alochik is the Mishneh. But Al Kolchach Torech Loima, Taisva says, Lamaisim, you'll have to say, the first Rabbi Yochanan that holds Ein Mekablim Geirim min Talmud, Al Kolchach, the last lay Alochik is the Mishneh. Why? Dokesova, Oivet Kirchhoven Vevet Habo Abbas al Yisraelis Havlad Mamza. Now, we'll have later in the Sugya that the reason why they were Mamzerim in Talmud, because they were Oivet Kirchhoven Vevet Habo Abbas Yisrael, and that's when they got assimilated. But Al Kaponim, the Mamzeris originated from Oivet Kirchhoven Vevet Habo Abbas Yisrael. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Havlad Mamza, so Kochach he doesn't hold like a Stam Mishneh. Ustam Masnisen Da'ima Sovro, the Havlad Kosher. The Stam Mishneh Da'ima holds that Havlad Kosher. The Rabbi Kiva Davke, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Oma in Kedushin Toivsen B'chai V'ilavet. Rabbi Kiva that holds Kedushin is in Teufis Bechai V'lavim. Who Davi Mamza Meve Kechovim Be'evet? Only according to Rabbi Kiva will there be a Mamza. Kedemuchach Be'perik Asore Yuchsin. There the Gemara says that if it's a Mamza it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. So we see that only according to Rabbi Kiva it is a Mamza. Umas nisin the ha'omer seiveres the kedushin toivsin bechay v'lavim. Now have a stam mishnah that kedushin is toivus bechay v'lavim. Diktoni kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'yesham aveire kegoin mamzeres in the sinner li Yisrael. So the mishnah says a mamzeres li Yisrael is yesh kedushin. So it's not like Rabbi Kiva. So we have a stam mishnah not like Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara says in Asore Yuchsin that the man, the Yomah that holds that Akum ve'evad abobas Yisrael avlad mamzer is Rabbi Kiva. So our Kolchoch, and that's the only reason that Rabbi Yochanan holds him a kabel geirim in a Talmud, because he holds it was Akum ve'evad abobas Yisrael. So our Kolchoch, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like a Stam Mishnah. In Cain's, according to this Mishnah, Imam Zemeyevi Kechovim Vevet. Voho diktoni hosom. Kol mi she'ein lo olav kedushin. Avo yesh oleo kedushin malacheirem havlad mamze. The Mishnah also says over there, if the boil is a lav bar tvisis kedushin with the nivellus, Avo yesh oleh kedushin mi alacheirem, but she's a bas tvisis kedushin to others, havlad mamza. So locheirem, if you look at that alone, that locheirem includes akum abo bas yisroel. Ain olav kedushin vi yesh oleh alacheirem kedushin. So they says, no, that's not b'shan the mishnah, hain the kemeshim mefarish osam. Ve'ezehi kegoyin abo lachas kol arai yeshem b'toireh. The Mishnah does not mean to include Eivet Kechov Ve'evet. Avagav David Kechov Ve'evet, Nami Ein Lo Olav Kedushin, V'yesh Olav Kedushin Mi'alachay. Chiyagav Ne'ike B'gmor. That even though it says such a lotion, which could include Eivet Kechov Ve'evet, but no, that's not pshat. So what did Taisvah say? So Taisvah said as follows. If Rabbi Yochanan, the first Rabbi Yochanan holds that Ein Mekablen Geirim in a Talmud, so Al Kolchoch it is because Akum Erev Daboba Shizor Avlav Mam. So Al Kolchoch, the Gemara says Nasor Yuchsin, so that is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now we have a Stam Mishnah Naomer, not like Rabbi Kiva. So Al Kolchoch, this Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like a Stam Mishnah. That's what Taisva says. Rabbi Kivega Gilyan Ashas Ein Lekamon It's Memhei Amad Aleph V'daf Ein Amad Aleph V'tzorach Iyun Godol. Let us just Rabbi Kivega the Chedushim explains the Kash a little better, but it's Memdalad Amad Beis. Just let's look at a Gemara that Memdalad Amad Beis, and really it's frightening. The Gemara says it's Memdalad Amad Beis. It starts. The Gemara of Memdal Damed Beis says as follows. Omar Rab Yoichanan. Three lines from the bottom. Memdal Damed Beis. Omar Rab Yoichanan. Hakel Moidim Be'eved Vo'eved Keichovim Haboa Bas Yisroel Sha'avlad Mamza. Everyone's Moided at Avlad Mamza. Man Hakel Moidim Sheminati Moni. Da'avo gavdo meshimen atimoni imamze mechai vilam, shimon oz mechai vikrisis, hanemili mechai vilam de tosubo kedushin, avalocha oivik chom be'eved, kimud loy tosubo kedushin, kechai vikrisis domi. So memele, shimen atimoni holdo ein mamze ala mechai vikrisis, but he's moide by a goy. Later the Gemara shlugs up, shimen atimoni does not hold that it's a mamze, he says, afil according to Rebbe. But Al Koponim, that's a Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Membald on Med Beis. There's a Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Ayin on Med Aleph. Omer Leiresh Lokish Rabbi Yochanan Keman Rabbi Kiva Domi Yesh Mamze Mechai Belaven. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Afilatay Merabona, Boy Vikrom Be'eved Moidu, Chos Ravdimi Rabbi Yitzro, Ravdimi Shem Rabbeinu, Vikrom Be'eved Abba Bais Yisrael, Avlad Mamza. So there's two members of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Klor Afilu, not according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Avlad Mamza. There's a Gemara in Asara Yuchsin that holds it's only according to Rabbi Kiva. But Tosfos wants to say that this Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like a Stam Mishnah. How can you say such a thing? Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yochanan says klar that Rabbi Yochanan says klar that I feel not according to Rabbi Kiva that Avlad Mamzel. So Mela, so where do you see doesn't hold like a Stam Mishnah? That's the Tzorach Iyun Godol of Rabbi Kivega. Let us go a little further. Now Taisus says, listen, it's not so poshut. I'm saying Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like a Stam Mishnah. This Rabbi Yochanan, Dika Stam Achina Lekama Beper Kamone, the Sovra Diyesh Mamza Meyoved Kichov Vevet is a Stam Mishnah that it's a Mamza from Meyoved Kichov Vevet. So Meichin Taisus, should you say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like a Stam Mishnah? But listen, if this Rabbi Yochanan would hold that halachic is Stam Mishnah, so you can't go connected one Stam Mishnah because of another Stam Mishnah. I mean, you can't say a klore psak. There's a machloikis of Stam Mishnayis, and then you say halachic is Stam Mishnah. Fine. Aber Al Koponim, Taisvis said over here that Mishnah, that Paskin's not like Rabbi Kiva, is a stire to Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Taisvis said. Right? Because that Mishnah says, Eide Lochik Rabbi Kiva, and the whole Rabbi Yochanan is only according to Rabbi Kiva. V'hochid de porich, mi omar Rabbi Yochanan hochi. When the Gemara asked Takashe, u mi omar Rabbi Yochanan hochi. Havimotzi lemifrech mistam the masnisen the perikoima. The Gemara could have asked, the same kasha. Miyom, Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. That of Lad Mamzer, there's a Mishneh in Ha'ima that says we don't pass on the Bekiva. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Halachi Kestam Mishneh. The Mok could have done this. They asked this Kasha from the Mishneh Noima. And the Mok, she said, I'm a Goynina, leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Why did the Gemara have to jump to say the Taris and say the Noshim Gufa we have a Stam Mishneh? Not, that holds not like this Rabbi Yochanan. Al denichelei le mifrech mi masnisen denide, da oma rab yechenen behedje de mekabon gerim in a tarmet, vla loma daim mekabon. Zaka, this kasha was a better kasha. Here, this is mamish, this is a cheshbin, like, you have to know the mission, then you have to know the gmona sorry yuchsin. Teyes the kasha. Here we have mamish enough in the stire from the Mishnah Nidah Rabbi Yochanan said Zayis Emeres Mekablon Gerim Min Matamudim, and here Rabbi Yochanan said him Mekablon Gerim. Fine. But I now Tosfos says the Masnisin the Nida Alima Tvei Lakshu Yeminei. No, the Gemara it's not Stamazay. This is a much stronger kasha, Mishum. The hosa muchach, the loibo aleihem oivet kechavim peevet. Now, let's explain Tosfos. Let's give a shtikel hakdome. When Rabbi Yochanan said, ein mekablem geirim min ha-talmudim, Rabbi Yochanan said, two facts. One, an historical fact. One, a halachic fact. First, Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, in Talmud, there was a tkufe that there was Akum ve'evet habor bas Yisrael. And this was once, this was Bizman HaBayis Rishon, after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. That there was Akum ve'evet habor bas Yisrael, the Bnei Yerushalayim, the Ramana, they went to Talmud, they lived there. So there was, that's one thing. So in Talmud, there was such a historical union. There was Akum ve'evet habor bas Yisrael. Fine. Then, Rabbi Yochanan said, didn't halacha. And since this is true, and since I hold like Rabbi Kiva, that Akum ve'evet habor bas Yisrael have lad mamza. So therefore, after we take into consideration these two factors, that there was Akum ve'evet habor bas Yisrael in Talmud, and they are mamzerim, therefore I say, alochically, ein mekablim gerim in the Talmud. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion was derived from two factors, an historical fact and a shita in halacha. The Mishnah in Nida that says that the Mishnah isn't talking about geiros, we're talking about ksamim. And the Mishnah says that ksamim that come from Talmud are tohir. Now, what do we see from this? From the Mishnah, we see that the whole mice is nishkeshtoigen, nishkefloigen. There was no such thing. There was no thing Akum Abor Bas Yisrael in Talmud. If there was Akum Abor Bas Yisrael, how could the Ksamim be Tahirim? So the Mishnah in Nida is telling us, I mean, you're first telling us a fact, and then you're telling what the halach is. The fact is not non-existent. There's no such fact. Voidem asnisen denid alimet veilakshu yeminei. Mishum dahosa muchach dleibo aleim oim dekechav vevet. From the Mishnah Nida we see that there was no such inyan that there were akum that bore, there were bo abnei Yisrael. Di bo aleim amaikis meyem tahoirim. So that's what we see from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that never was,
So that's why the Gemara brought the Mishnah, because this Mishnah is mamish, we're pulling the rug underneath the feet of Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, what do you tell me, halachas? Let's first get facts straight. And this Mishnah says there was no such inyan. Now, before we go further in Taisvis, Taisvis is going to dingzach, maybe that's not sure, but Taisvis says that that's why the Gemara brought the Mishnah neither. So what is Taisvis saying now? That this Mishnah in Nida is a moiridike kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. That means your facts are nishkishtoigen, nishkifloigen. There's no Yidin in Talmud. They're all goyim. So Rabbi Kivege asks, Omar, so he says, he doesn't understand the Gemara. Omar, the Gemara says, V'toni mibein ha'ayvi kechovim v'afilu min ha'talmud. V'omar, Rabbi Yochanan zoi sebers mekavun geirim mi'talmud. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. V'chitayim zois v'loi sfirales. Mo'o says, maybe, that's right. From the Mishnah we see that mekavun geirim mi'talmud. But he disagrees. So Rabbi Kivege asks, he blabs also by Tzorchi in Godel, maybe this should help him understand the Taisvis, he writes, Amir the Koloshin. So Rabbi Kivege asks, if the Mishnah is telling us that historically there was no such inyan in Talmud, so what Pshat Zeis Velei Sfirelei? He disagrees. How can Rabbi Yochanan disagree with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that there's goyim there, they're all goyim there, and he disagrees. He says, "Bishloim, if we'll learn pshat." And Taisus has that pshat, but that the Mishnah holds Akum Beved Ababa Yisrael have lad kosher, and he holds have lad posel. So it could be zayis v'loy svirelei. The Mishnah holds like one Tana, I hold like another Tana, so machlekes Tanoim, I'm lad kosher, I'm lad posel. So they can say zayis v'loy svirelei. But if the Mishnah is telling us an historical fact, what's that zayis v'loy svirelei? That's the second kasha Rabbi Kivege asks. About Kaponim, that's what Taisvis says, that's why the Gemara brought this Mishnah, because this Mishnah pulls the rug from underneath the feet of Rabbi Yochanan. The whole facts are wrong. There never was such a thing. They're only goyim in dust. The lekel and meima. So Taisa says maybe that's not pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Mishum de savra the havlat kosher. No, pshat in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah says the all goyim. The Mishnah holds Havlat Kosher. The Bosa Oyved Kechovim Ve'Eved Shodin Elei. Now what does that mean? So Taisus is saying Amoyra de Kezach. Could be that I'm saying wrong pshat in the Mishnah. There's a Svare, and Taisus mentions this in Pchayres and in other places. Akum abo bas Yisroel zaman yom says havlat kosher. Why is havlat kosher? So there's a svara to say no, why the vlad is kosher, because he's a goy. Because you miyaches the vlad to the father, so he's a goy, and by a goy there's no psul mamzeres. The whole psul mamzeres is by a yid. If he is yiddishkeit in zich, so then there's mamzeres. By a goy, there's no inyan of mamzeres. Seems by Ebed, there's also no inyan of mamzeres, so Taisus wants to say. So Taisus wants to say, so maybe that's pshat the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's asking a kasha, it says in the Mishnah, mi bein oivet kechodim, kismayim tohirim. So what does that mean? That all the people are goyim. So what's the kasha? So this Mishnah is not like you, Rabbi Yochanan. You say, Akum ve'eved habo bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. The child has Yiddishkeit in him. And since he has Yiddishkeit in him, he's a mamzer. No, the Mishnah says that he's a pure goy. So the Melech, so he's not a mamzer. If that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha, so now we're back to Tosfos kasha. So why do you have to ask from the Mishnah Nid? They ask from the Mishnah Noima. That means this is only a kasha in the psak of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, how could you paskin havlad mamzer? This Mishnah paskins havlad kosha. That means havlad akum. So then we're back to Tosfos kasha. So why did you bring the Mishnah Nid? Bring the Mishnah in Ha'ayma. The Mishnah Ha'ayma says also love Havlad Mamza. Because in order for the Vlad to be a Mamza, you have to hold a Kabakiva. The Mashme, the Osye Nami Kirab Yehuda, the Airi Bereish. So Tosfos says no. That is not pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah holds Havlat Kosher, that means he's a Goy. Because the Mishnah, it would seem the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda also. There's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanekame by Rekem. The Tanekame holds Kolak Samim Boy Mirekem Toirim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tamei. But it would seem me bain ha'iv di kechovim, which includes Talmud, I feel Rabbi Yehuda's moide, kismayim tahirim. So now, if the reason of kismayim tahirim is, because we say, because Havlat kosher is a goy, so So why is me bein oivei kechovim tahirim? You can't say because they hold shadin and boser akum, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that havlad mamza. So kol you have to say pshat is that they never were going there to begin with. There never was akum abo bas Yisrael. So forget it. This is a better kash than Rabbi Yochanan. That is pshat and Tosfos. Now, we have here in Tosfos a mahalach that Akub ve'eved habo abas Yisrael havlat kosher de shodinin boso eved kechavim ve'eved. Shodinin boso eved kechavim ve'eved. That means that we're miyachas him to the father, and that's why he's a goy. So there's a kasha, the Karamayra is Ma'ira the kasha. L'chayre, so what will be if you hold Eved Habo, if it was Eved Habo Bas Yisrael, so the child is an Eved. The child is a Shadin, it's not a Yid, it's an Eved. That's what Tosfos wanted to say, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. No, it's, they can't say that because the Mishnah is going to call Rabbi Yehuda. So the Keren Eire asks if the Bishloime by Akum, so the child is a Goy, so by a Goy there's no Tumis Nida, there's no Tumis, so Mamei, let's Kismayim Tahirim. Tosfos says further in Ha'orul, a Shifche has Tumis Nida, Tumis Leide, By Shifchis, there are these dinim of Tumas Nida. So L'chayre, how did Tosfos want to say that Pshat in the Mishnah is, Shadinim Boser Ha'eved, so Shadim and Basar Ha'evet, so by his Kismayim Tahirim, L'chayre the Ksomim of Abbas Eved should be Tomei. This Kasha the Keren Eire asks. And Rab Reuven also mentions this Kasha. I'd like to speak for a few minutes what Rab Reuven wants to say. He has three Mahalchim to understand what Tosfos is saying, and with the third Mahalach, he says, he wants to say Pshat and Tosfos, will come out Amoira de Kechidish. Taisvis brings down a shita that this is the sheet over here that Akum, let's talk about an Akum, the Baal. An Akum, Habo Bas Yisrael, Havlad Akum. This is the Shadinin Bosa HaAkum. The child is a goy. So Rab Reuven wants to explain why is the child a goy? I mean, this Tanoim, that hold like the child is a goy. Why is the child a goy? So he wants to say three mahalchim. One mahalach he wants to say there's a din haloich achar hapogum. If you have a husband and a wife, there's a klal haloich achar hapogum. The goy is the pogum, David is the pogum, haloich achar hapogum. Then he wants to say a second mahalach. Bu'umis hilchem achar ha'ov. If you want to know if he's an amaleki, a knani, a dos, bu'umis shigobas ha'ov, so b'meila. We see about this in Bayidin. Also, mishpachosom leveis avoseichem. So you go by mishpachas avkruyim mishpach. So maybe this is also pshat. The father's a goy, the mother's a yid. What's the child? Aloich acharoch. It's a second malach. Then he wants to say a third, very interesting malach. He wants to say as follows: if the father's a goy. Fine, the fathers are good. Now, how will the child become a Yid? Will get his Yiddishkeit through the mother. I mean, if the father can't get Yiddishkeit from the father, so get it from the mother. So he says, could be the mother is not the kli to give over Yiddishkeit. Could be you don't get Yiddishkeit from the mother. You only can get from a father. And if the father doesn't have Yiddishkeit, it's automatically you're a goy. He's a goy because he's meyuches to the father. But he has no place where to get Yiddishkeit from. Just like we can understand if the mother is a bas koyin, if the mother is a bas levi, the child will not be a koyin or a levi because Kedushas Kohuna does not come from the mother. Kedushas Kohuna comes from the father. So it could be Kedusha, according to this man, the Yoma, Lalocha, we paskin, Akum, Evad, Abob, Yisrael, Abad, Yisrael. That's how we paskin, Lalocha. Lachayre. But we're speaking about a man, the Yoma, that held of Lad Akum. He held that Kedushas Yisrael cannot come from the mother. So Kedushas Yisrael can't come from the mother. So Kochach is a goy. That's what he wants to say. So he says, so that's very good. If the father's a goy, the mother's a yid, Kedushas Yisrael you can't get from the mother, so he's a goy. Not of the yichus, but he doesn't have he's a benoyach without Kedushas Yisrael, so automatically he's a goy. So Klaus HaShayim, but what if the father's an Eved, the mother's a yid, Eved Habo Bas Yisrael. What will the son be? Now we're saying it's not in the haloichacha pogum, it's not a din of it's a din that she is unable to give him Kedushas Yisrael. So what will he be? So he brings down a chakira, a very interesting chakira. What is an Eved Knani? An Eved Knani is a unique barrier. That means he has Mila, Tvila, Kaiba mitzvahs ke'isha. So what is he? Is he a yid with pturim of a woman? Or is he a goy with chiyuvim of a woman? What is he? He's a psa. He's a psazoy. I think the Lashon HaRambam is miklal akum yotzo miklal yisrael nichnas. I think that's the Lashon HaRambam. It's nishtein and nishtein. About Kaponim, Rav Reuven clears that he says it's Nigei Lagabi Kinyonim. Like this Adin is Yisrael is Koine Bekesef, Akam is Koine BeMeshiche, it's Nigei Lagabi Shiurim, by Yayid, you become a Godel by 12 or 13, by Ben Noich, there's a different Shiur for Godless. What is he? We have to know, we know everything about an Eved and thus, but these things, these fine points, it's not mavua. So he wants to say as follows, if we will assume that an Eved is a goy with or Chal Yisrael Mlai Nichnas, that with Yiddish Chiyuvim. So he says, so if we say the Lomdis, that Akum Abobas Yisrael Havlat Akum, the reason he's an Akum because he can't get Kedushas Yisrael from the mother, so Eved Abobas Yisrael also be the blood will be an Akum. He won't be an Eved, he'll be an Akum. If you learn an Eved is a Yid, so then L'chayr will get the, so there could be the Abdus doesn't go over, but the Yiddish guy will get from the father. But if you learn an Eved is a goy, so Lamaisa, an Eved, Abobas Yisrael, Avlad Akum. That's what he wants to say. Could be the Vlad will be an Akum, according to this Mahalach. So he says, Ebezoi is very good. We mentioned before Akasha from the Keren Oira. The Keren Oira asks, the Gemara wanted to say that Kismayim Toirim, so the Keren Oira asks, why is Kismayim Toirim? If they came from, it was Eved, Abor, Bas, Yisroel, so an Eved has din, Shifre has din, to mislead it, to mislead it. So why is Kismayim Toirim? So he says, because the child is not a Shifre, the child is a Goy. The father was an Eved. The mother was a Yid. And the son, and the daughter is a Goy. So the daughter is a Goy, so that's why Kismayim Toirim. That's what Rabuba wants to say, Pshat. Let us learn further the Gemara. Mi Talmud my time aloy. Why are we unable to be mekabel gerim from Talmud? What happened in Talmud? Pligi bo Rabbi Yochanan v'Sabi. It's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Sabi. Chad omar mishum avdei shloim. V'chad omar mishum b'nois Yerushalayim. Now what is this? So Rashi says, Avdei Shloime, it seems this already was Mimai Shloime HaMelech, Shenosu B'nois Yisroel B'cheskas Oishron, it seems they were very rich, and it seems they forced them to get married, B'cheskas Oishron, V'dorim Shom B'cheskas Oivdei Kechom, they're living in Talmud Altskoyim, so that means that Talmud already was a retreat from Avdei Shloim already. They took Benois Yisrael and there was a whole community of Avdei Shloim there, and they got Bad Nitma Bein Akum, and that's it. So there's a whole, and he holds Eved Vakum Abobas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. So in Mela, we have a whole community of Mamzerim there that multiply and multiply. So therefore, even though they be Megai themselves, he can't be Mekabuda. Bishloim Amad Yom Mishum Avdei Shloim Mekasav Oivik Kachav Eved Abobas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. So it's very good. That's why he can't be Mekabuda from Talmud. What is this B'nois Yerushalayim? Because B'nois Yerushalayim, that's why you aim a kabel and gerim in a Talmud. It's pligi bo Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbono. Very interesting machlokes over here. V'tavayu mishmei derabe ba'bachane. Chad omar, and it's a machlokes in numbers. Treiser alfei gavri v'shita alfei kashtuye. There were 12,000 soldiers, and there were 6,000, those who shot a bow and arrow. So 18,000 soldiers. V'chadom atreisi alfe gavri uminayu shita alfe kashtuye. There were 6 and 6. B'sho shenichnesu oivdei keichovim laheichol. Hakel nifnu al kesev izot. At Bishas the Chuben of the Bayis Rishon, Vehem Nifnu al Benois Yerushalayim, Shenemar Noshim Betzion Inu Besulais Baore Yehuda. So we had between 12,000 and 18,000 Benois Yisrael, which Goyim were Ma'anis them, and they moved to Talmud. So we have a Shrekleche nucleus of Mamzerim already, from Bisman, Chuban, Abayis, and Talmud, so Mamela. That's why Eimekabel Gerim mit Talmud. Let us see Rashi. B'shebnei Yerushalayim lekami meforish lebnei Yerushalayim b'chulbono k'shebo ibdi k'chom v'nosum. Hochi gosin elamadim b'shebnei Yerushalayim ma'hi, what is this? Kashtuye meishrei keshes. Now, this goes further. Let us see Taisvis. V'shloime lemandi oma mishum avde shloime kasova. So the Gemara explain. If we hold als avde shloime, see, holds Eved Abor Bas Yisrael Hadlan Mamza. V'im taima. So Taisvis takashim. Lamoli lemitle taime mishum mamzeres. Why do you have to go into this blotter? That the reason we can't marry them is because of mamzeres. Havalei lameima mishum avdei shleime. Davodim asurim b'yisraelis. So Taisvis is asking a kasher that you had here a nucleus of avodim here. In Talmud get a nucleus of avodim. So they're also, you're not allowed a mekablin gerim because there's avodim here. There's avodim. So lechayre, the way we had mentioned before from Rab Reuven, so where do you have avodim? Afilu you had, the Avdei Shloime were bow al Bnois Yisrael, and we say Shadinim Boso Ha'eved, but Rabbi Reuven taught that they won't be Avodim, they'll be Goyim. That means that there's no, that's he said Pshat in the Friedrich Taisvis. That they were, so where do you have Avodim over here? Where do you have Avodim? You have Goyim, and Goyim can be Megaya, or he has to say the one Mamzeira. So, and Tosanta Marshal says, we're not speaking about the Avodim that were Ma'anis, the Goites. We're speaking about Avodim that did, the Avodim which were Ma'anis, the Yisraelis. We're speaking about Avodim who did not marry a Yisraelis. That's how the Marshal says. He means that they married Shifchis also. They married Shifchis, so there was a nucleus of Avodim also. That's what the Marshal says. Perish v'lo nasu Yisrael is klal. That's what he says. Could be that there was an Avodim there, not as Yisraelis. So the Avdei Shloime lived there, and they married Shifchis, and they had children about them. V'yishloime de mistomen nisyashu habayle mehem, v'yiklamande mepeik ha-shileich nisyashti miploini avdi eini tzorich get shichu. So Taisvis answers that these avdi shloime that ran away, so Mestome, the Odein was miyayish from them. So it's like Mavkir Avdei. There's a man, the Yomad holds a Mavkir Avdei in Tzorich Get Shichu. That means Eved Ish. You only have Dini Avdus calls man Yeva Odein Olecha. If you don't have an Odein Olecha, so Mameli not called an Eved Ish. So Mameli, so they're not Avodim. So Kochi, you have to say, the problem was mamzerim. In pshat is, so b'shas, the notion became muboris, the word miyayish yet. It took some time for them to give up hope. So already, there was already a nucleus of mamzerim. Kosova, oivet kechovim, ve'eved, habo abas yisroel, avlad mamzer. V'chein b'perik ha'choylet, sugi d'ashas, ozlo, d'rab yoichan en islai, Oivit kirchobim ve'evet haboa bas Yisrael avlad mamzer. Mikol mokim nira emetz, del Rabbi Yochanan avlad kosher. La'aloche, Rabbi Yochanan holds avlad kosher. The b'chol, we have it, amachlekes Rabbi Yochanan holds, the b'chol duchte kaimolon, the Rabbi Yochanan islay kistam mishne. All the time we assume Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds aloche kistam mishne. Ustam Mishne da oimer sovra dam lad kosher. The Stam Mishne holds that that Mishne da oimer, that means we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, so we don't paskin the child as a mamza. Av al gas, there's another Stam Mishne, the Maslisen, the Perik Amon, sovra dam lad mamza, me oivet kechovim vevet. Bekomme kim nir lismer zwei astome de masnisen da ima mishum de misnaye gabi hilches a psikte de kdush. The Mishnah Neimers is like halachas psukis. I mean, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about, the gedorim of yiches. So that's the time Mishnah you pass on. Like the Mishnah in Amal Nukengod was like, we're just bringing it in to say pshat and azaitik halacha. So, the Rabbi Yochanan, who we are always aware of, that holds Halacha Kistam Mishnah, so Mestame, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Avlad Kosher. V'chol Hanu, the Sovri Avlad Mamze, whoever holds Avlad Mamze, also Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva avi mamzer me oivet kichovim vevet. He says, so Tosfos asks, how did the Gemara figure out that according to Rabbi Kiva, it is a mamzer? Do me goma me eishes of, or me anusis of it? Maybe Rabbi Kiva learns out from the pasuk of eishes of, laikarishes eishes of, galaknaf of it. In there's the Makir of Ramzeris, like Tavsi Bola Didei, and over there, there's no Tvisis Kedushin by these two. Avalachini Tavsi, but they are a Bnei Tvisis Kedushin. Lafuki Hani, the Loi Tavsi, Loila Didei, Veloi Lachin. Masha Enkeina Akum, Abo Abbas Yisrael, so he's allowed by Tvisis Kedushin to her and not anyone. The Gemara in Perek Achilus mentions such a svara that it is not a mamza because it's not dumya danusas oviv. Anusas oviv is l'didei loy tavsi l'chine tavsi. V'yeshleim. So how did the Gemara assume? How was the Gemara able to assume that according to Rabbi Kiva it is a mamza? Vieshloima, the snan behedye beper kamone, there's a Mishnah. The Ivet Kerchov Vevet Habor Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamza. Now there is a Mishnah that says Havlad Mamza. So who can it be? That means if you're going to tell me, I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, the Vlad is not a Mamza, so how will it be a Mamza? I mean, if you hold Chai Vilad and it's Teufis Kedushin, so it's even not a Mamza. So Al Kolchoch, it's Muchach from that Mishnah that that Aman Tamayo, so Koch Ramish is going to Rabbi Kiva, now Koch Rabbi Kiva doesn't need Dum Yudanusas of. Bim Toima, Bishloim Me'evet Havi Mamzer, the Be'evet Ikelav. Good, so now we said according to Rabbi Kiva it's a Mamzer, it's Chai V'lav Moitav Sekdushin. So Bishloim by Evet it's a Mamzer, because there's a lot, Elam Oivet Kechov, Amai have a Mamzer. An akum al bo bas Yisrael bezn shol shem gozru b'dirayse bi'is heteri. An akum al bo bas Yisrael is a bi'is heter. So why is it a mamza? V'yeshloim ma'af agav de bi'is heteri b'dirayse b'tzine. Vaisis b'fahesh yitaisis hold this kanoim poigim boy. B'stabichas avrom is meire b'taisis got this from. That we hear v'yisrael abo al akum is kanoim poigim boy. Near Taisa seems to be Medama Akumba Bas Yisrael, the same thing. Al Kaponim, Navagav de Bi'isetri midaraisa betzina mikomachim kivin de loitovsi bo'kdushin, since it's a law bas tvisis kdushin, habi mamze k'moi be'evet. Because the akam gufi, you can't have tvisis kdushin. Not the aveire is goyrem. The e-tvisis kdushin is goyrem. Tafilo rab shimati moyinei hoya moide ilav mishim loitovsi bo'kdushin, loyle di day ve loyle achini. Vahoyl de me evet havi mamze le rabbi kive. So that means like this. Taisvis means as follows. That alone, that an akum is allowed by tvisis kedushin, that alone creates mamzeiris. Nafil according to Rav Shimon HaTimonim that holds that a mamzeiris on mechai b'krisis, he himself would have said that it is mamzeiris by an akum. No, he had a different problem because it's not dumya the eishes of. Behoil that Rabbi Kiva holds the meyavet havi mamzeil Rabbi Kiva. Dafagav lekos bekedushin loy devlay lechini. But if we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that from an Eved it is a Mamza, so Kochach we see that Rabbi Kiva also doesn't have to be Dumya Teishesov, doesn't have to be Dumya Teishesov. So Memele, so even though it's not, it's Leil Dev Leil Chini Al Kaponim, Leil Dev Leil Chini. So, if that's not a mamzer, so then by akum, not the aveiris goyim the mamzeris, the itvis is dushin is goyim the mamzeris. Inami, maybe kichav will have a mamzer mid the rabbonim. Could be the whole mamzeris is stuck at the rabbonim. Bechol moki maske ve kichav magav evet. Kamoishem maske chalutza agav grusha bechol duchti. Beilein aloikin, and really chalutze lekoyin is only at the rabbonim. Parishain ikra. Zakte gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omar Rav Yonasan, posik ze sar ha'ilam omroi. Well, before it brought down this posik, Abdaisa said this posik, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, now the Gemara wants to darshan, but Emes Abshat and posik. Nar ha'yisi gam zakanti, man omre, ilayim bekutshe barichu, mike zikne kamei, zikne kabiocha by the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Vela David omre, David HaMelech said it, mikoshis kulahai, gam zakanti. He wasn't such a zoke. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Sar Ha'ilam, Na'ar Ha'yisi, Kashtui Defridika Rashi, Kashtui Meishrei Keshes. Na'ar Ha'yisi, Aide Da'askerei, Lahai, Kro Le'el, Noket Le'hochi. Sar Ha'ilam Malach. Let us see Taisvis. Posig ze sar ha'ilam omroi, kashe le rabbeinu tam, the osa ha'payit, the payit says, the yoitza le simchas toir, it says as follows, asar ha'meshoreis na nikro, hu matatroin ha'nichpod v'hanoiro. So the Python says that who's the Sar Ha'ilam? Matat. Nar Nikro. That's Nar Ha'isi. Alme Matatroin hu Sar Ha'ilam shenikro na. That's this posik Nar Ha'isi. The Piyat Acher Yosat, there's another Piyat. Teikev Matatrain Sar Hanepach Leish Miboso Mipsa Mustame. Take Matatrain Sar Hanepach Leish Mipsa. that the sarmatat is nepach mibosa. That means as chanoich, and chanoich is the malach matat. Mashme the chanoich umatatra. V'yevsher sheyia chanoich sar oilom. Now chanoich cannot be the sar ha'olam. Our Gemara says sar ha'olam amoy, and from the first piet it would seem asar ha'mishoris nar nikro hu matatro in hanichbad vanoir. So it seems that the nar, which nar ha'yisi, which our Gemara says sar ha'olam, is sar matat. Now there's another piet that says that the malach matat is chanoich. And Chanoich cannot be the Sar Olam. Why? The Bepeik Ele Treifis Omar, the Bisheishish Mei Bereishis, Posach Sar Olam, Boma Yismach Hashem Bemaiso. That was Bisheishish Mei Bereishis. But Chanoich Lo Yoye Bemaiso Bereishis. Now we have a problem. So what's Pshat? V'yeshloima. So Tosfos wants to say the matatrin ain't a sar ha'olam. Matatrin is not sar ha'olam. Matatrin is chanoich. Matatrin is a malach, but he's not sar ha'olam. V'hod nikra nar. Ay, it says a sar ha'mishor is nar nikra. Lo mishum d'chsiv nar ha'yisi gam zakanti. Because Nahisi Gamza County is speaking about the Sar Ha'olam. Ela Shekein Hoya Shmoina. Bepsikte Becher Shem Mishamatatrin. Moine Nami Na. So Memele, so every Shalom Yisrael. The Posik Nahisi Gamza County, that Posik, the Sar Ha'olam said. The Sar Ha'olam is not the Sar Matat. And Chanoich is the Sar Matat, and one of the Shemes is also called now. He's eight Shemes. V'oid agodes chalukes zuwalzu. There's a machlokes medrashim. The Bebreishis Rabbe Yesh Oimrim the Chanoich Meis kidemetar gemino kilokach oisay heimis yosay. Bereish meseches derech eretz mashme, de nichnes legan eden bechayo. So there's a machloikis tanoim. So machloikis medrosh. So if you learn that chanoich meis, so kochoch he never was the sar matat, so then we could say the sar matat is the sar ha'ilum taket. And then in Shalom Yisrael, if you learn this, that Nichnas Gan Eden Bechayov, then he became Eistis the Sar Matat, like that. Sar Meshor is now Nikra, and the Matat in Sar Nepach Leish Mipsa. So then you have to say that Sar Olam is not Sar Matat. Zok the Gemara Vayit. ואומר רב שמו בנחמני אומר רב יוינס, מי דרסיב יודי פורס צור על כל מחמדהו. The צור spread his hands, the סייני spread his hands על כל מחמדהו, on her most precious things. זה אמין המויב, בישור שנכנסו אויבים תכבים להיכל. When the goyim entered the heichל, הכל נפנו על כסף וזור, והם נפנו על ספרי תוירם. Amru ze shekosa boy lo yovo ya moini yo moyovi bekal Hashem yisorev ba'ish. That means they have a melodic sinner to the Torah, because the Torah asked them lovi bekal Hashem, so the mele, they went to take the kome from the Torah. Yeah. Tziva Hashem liYakov svivav tzorov omarav kigoin umanye lefum narom. What does Rashi say? Manya lefum nare. Bo manya yevonim heim. This yevonim that live in a manya. Umetzirim de metzayel levnei pum nare sheheim yisroel aniyim. Es tzviva, tzviva Hashem leYakov, tzviva of tzor. That is surrounded by tzor. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi. Oyved kechovim shekidesh bisman hazeh, choyshishin lekedushin. Amoy redeke chedush. You have a goy that marries someone bisman hazeh. It's like this, we know a goy is allowed by tvisis kedushin. Choyshishin lekedushin, vachayish maybe the kedushin was chal. Shemo meyaseres ha-shvotimu. Maybe this goy comes from the Seres HaShvotim. What does Rashi say? Now, Seres HaShvotim hu, shenosu oivdois keichovim, the Seres HaShvotim married goytis, ukasova, and Rav Yehuda Maravasi holds, the oivedis keichovim, sheyolda mi Yisrael, havlad mamzer, so Mamela, this Tana holds that Avlad Mamza, and so the Yidden, he stuck upon him the Yidden, that Yisroel Abo Ala Akum, this is the opposite of what he had told now, Yisroel Abo Ala Akum, he holds the Mamzerim, the Seres HaShvotim were boiled and they had mamzerim. So now this yidden that are nitmo bein haakum. So a mele for goy is kaddish aisha bezman hazeh choshishin legdush. So the Gemara asks for kol de porish merupe porish. That means, good, the word Seres HaShvotim, but Mustama Rav of the Goyim are real Goyim. So Mamela, why should we chayish legdushin? The Gemara beduchte de kviye. What does Rashi say? Beduchte de kviye b'nei Seres HaShvotim. In the places where they are kavua b'nei Seres HaShvotim. B'chol kavua kemechza mechza domi. Where are they? Kviyah k'dachsi b'yanchem b'chalach b'chaver. The Yom Alasi Digmon, the Omer Abab b'kahana b'yanchem b'chalach b'chaver na goizin v'orei modai chalach z'chilozin b'chaver z'chadai no goizin z'ginzik v'orei modai z'chemden b'chavrei seo v'omri lo zu nio b'chavrei seo. Nio the Chavriseo man, what did the Chavriseo of Nio or Mashmur Krach Moshri Chitki Bedum Kaya? Let us see Tosfos. So Kaponim, Rashi gave us the guidelines of this new sugya that in the Mokim where the Aseres HaShvotim or Kavua, we say Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Domi. And Lamaisa, they were boil goites, and Rav Yehuda Maravasi holds a Yisroel habo alakum, the blood is a mamza, it's a yidin a mamza. Oyved keichovim shekidesh bisman hazeh. Adayv krom shekidish bizman azer chayshishin likdush chayshina peish bekontres de kosova evedes kechovim sheyolda miyisrael the day hold that evedes krom sheyolda miyisrael avlad mamza b'chayshishin likdushin mamza v'teima the bekamo mishnah is muchach that mishyaches el acher a Yisrael abo la akum. It's not his child. It's a goyish child. It's not lekamo bepeg beis mishyesh loy ben mikol mokim poita eishes oviv min hayibum chutz That's not called benoy. It's not nami perkoima, the blood shivcha, veruskechovim, komoisa, lehavi mamza. So all of a sudden, a pesrashi brings down that Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ravasi holds that a Yisrael abo la'akum is a mamza and a yid. Yeah. V'nire, d'loy kashi kol kach. It's not such a shvera kashi. D'hanu mishnai yisavri, d'oiv dey keichovim ve'eved habo abas Yisrael ablat kosher. So Rabbi Reuven says, Pshat, that these Mishnayos hold, that Oyve Krechov Mev Dabob, I saw Havlat Kosher, that means Havlat is a Goy, Yimiyachas him with the Goy, Vuhu Adinipche. So these Mishnayos that say, Yisroel Abo Ala Akum, it's a Goy, they hold for killed. In both cases, it's a Goy. That's these Mishnayos hold, if one is a goy, so the child is a goy. Father's a goy. The mother's a goy. Fakel, to behold it, aloch, if an aloch, ha-ha-pogam is very good. Fakel, so it's always a goy. There's a tzad, akum bem tzad, so it's always a goy. The Ravasi, sove kerabekive. The oma, enk dushin toivsin, b'chai b'ilam. B'havlad, Mamza me evet kechovim ve'evet. Rabasi ozaka bekibe, yeah, Rabla mamza me evet kechovim ve'evet abo Yisraels, v'hu adin abo shivcha ve'evet is kechovim. So Taisvis is saying in other words, there's two ways to look at Akum Bevet Abo Bas Yisrael, or Yisrael is Abo Bas Akum. Either you make him a goy all the way around, or as a mamza all the way around. The male of the Mishnah is told that he's a goy all the way around, and Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ravasi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda holds that, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ravasi holds that he's a goy all the, that he's a mamza all the way around, like Rabbi Kiva. So the male is the mamza all the way around, it's chayshish and legdush. There's a meirdik kasha that the marshal asks, the marshal asks as follows, that, fine, Taisus saying pshat according to Rashi, that, of Yehuda Maravasi holds like a bekive, that kedushin, that holds like a bekive. So he asks, so he says, if he holds like a bekive, so this person is a mamza. Now bekive holds, kedushin is in teufis, b'chai b'laben. So kedushin is in teufis and a mamza. So what did Ravasi, Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Ravasi said, choyshishin l'kedushin, shayim b'shamayim. He could be a yid, he could be a mamza, but if you hold like a bekive, so what are you afraid of? Amir de Kikashe. So the Marshal wants to say, maybe say a doichik, it's speaking about if this person, this guy married a mamzeres, or the guy married a geiris, which we hold that kal geirim lo yikr kol. So memele, that's one way you could avoid the kasha. You could avoid the kasha. Agavuch, if we look at the lashon of Rashi, Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, "Kosovo the vedes kichom sheod misrav lad bamza v'choishishin likidushe mamza." Rashi says, "Klo, not like that." V'choishishin likidushe mamza. That means Rashi wants to say that he is a mamza, and kedushin is taifas by a mamza. That's my others want to say. I think the Maram wants to say that he holds like a bekive by Akum Abo Bas Yisrael that is a mamza. But he doesn't hold like a bekive that all the time in Kedushin, Toivsin, Bechai Ve'Lavin.